This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast on this beautiful Tuesday morning down here in Florida from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan Studios to great radio stations across the country, as well as down in the Caribbean. Hello, AM1000, and all everybody down there that's listening to us right now. And let's not forget around the world, too, via the Internet, and we've already had some people chime in from Germany and France and the United Kingdom tonight. And we appreciate those people. Now, let's also give a special shout out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the snow plow and sander drivers out there, because, yep, we got a set storm still coming across going into the Northeast and the Midwest, and to the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of all the things we have over there. Well, joining us right now, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, since we talked last night, some more polls have come out, and the impeachment, this, and whatever else it is that they're trying to accuse the Republicans and President Trump of doing, it just isn't working because of all the people to come out and say that the Democrats were losing the battle in terms of polling. CNN came out with a poll that shows the support for impeachment has dropped below 50%, and it's been dropping every week for the last 2.5 to 3 weeks.
Well, isn't this something?
Yeah.
And, you know, what we've been talking about all along, Captain, is that, you know, there doesn't seem to be anything there that the American people are finding as a real reason for any kind of...
They are not buying the lie. Both sides of the aisle, they are not buying the lie. More and more Democrats are coming out and saying, hey, cut it out, get to doing the work of the people, and stop the nonsense. And, I mean, we're hearing this from the town halls where these Democrats have gone back to their home districts.
Well, exactly right, and that's part and parcel of when they went back for Thanksgiving break and so forth, and they're finding out that people are not believing that this is some reason to remove a president of the United States. Now, that being said, if there was something there, Republican or Democrat president, the American people have a way of wanting to get to the truth. But they see this for what it is, Captain. They see it as a political maneuver. It is literally just watering down the very idea of impeachment, which was put there by the framers in case of egregious acts by a chief executive.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we don't have any of that. Then the American people are wondering, why are the Democrats wasting our time with this?
Well, let me play a little clip here, which has got a combination of a reporter, plus Mitch McConnell, plus Ted Cruz, plus Chuck Schumer, all on this audio, because it's bits and pieces of what they've been saying.
Let me ask you, Mitch McConnell did say that he is in roughly lockstep with the White House on planning the impeachment trial, and a number of Republicans have said they've already made up their mind. So let's listen to that.
Everything I do during this, I'm coordinating with White House counsel.
I am trying to give a pretty clear signal. I have made up my mind. I'm not trying to pretend to be a fair juror here.
Senators are not required, like jurors in a criminal trial, to be sequestered, not to talk to anyone, not to coordinate. There's no prohibition.
You were shaking your head. Why?
Well, what Lindsey Graham said speaks not of the fairness of the trial or the facts. It speaks of him. And it demeans him. And it will not go down as a great moment in history for Lindsey Graham.
Haven't you made up your mind whether you think...
I have not.
No?
I am seeking the facts. Again, I don't know what these four witnesses will say. Maybe they'll help President Trump. They're his allies. They're his appointees. I want to get the facts under oath.
Do you believe for one second what you just heard Chuck Schumer say? He's a lying SOB and we all know it.
I know. There is absolutely no way that I would accept the fact that Chuck Schumer hasn't made up his mind yet. He's waiting for all these facts to come in. Goodness gracious me. That's why, and again, this is why the American people know that this is simply a weaponization of the Constitution.
Yep.
And a weaponization of their Congress's power, and it's something that they're not buying.
And they now know, if they're paying attention, and I know they watch CNN, I now know that they're paying attention, that they realize they're about to get their butts handed to them come this November, coming up, 2020.
Well, right. And, part of that CNN poll, Captain, 77% of Democrats are for impeachment, but that's down 13 points from the November survey.
Mm-hmm.
So even Democrats are starting to, people cross the highways and byways. They're figuring this out, and they're seeing what Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Chuck Schumer are all about in this.
And
Nancy Pelosi.
And not everybody in the House is marching in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer either. There's about a half a dozen of them, as near as I can tell, that are sitting right there, and about four of them have said, nope, not going to support it, not going to do it. We're going to vote against what you want us to do. So that's not the whole bunch that we were talking about to begin with, 30 or so. But anyway, hold that thought. But it's about 4 to 6 that look like they're going to go against the Democratic Party, and that's a start. That's a start. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from everyone at the Captain's America Third Watch. And now here's your host, Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, Santa Elf Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, and you've got pain like what I've had over the years, arthritis is my problem. Arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches in general, or just general pain, let me suggest that you try Relief Factor in the 3-week quick start right away. Now, a lot of people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. It only costs $19.95 to get started. You'll know in 2 weeks whether or not it's going to work or not. By the end of the third week, if you're taking it the way you should be, you'll know that it is working 100% effectively. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. All the information's right there on that website for you to see. There's a little video and all that stuff. And I'm telling you, it worked for me. It'll work for you. Take it the way it says to take it. 3 times a day initially, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Take it with a meal. It's better that way. It's all natural. It comes 4 capsules in a packet. You take 3 packets a day. It works just fine if you take it as directed. And what they've told me at Relief Factor is that 80% of the people that take this product get on the $19.95 Quick Start plan. Stay on it. So, relieffactor.com/captain. After all, what have you got to lose but pain? All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we were talking during the break, and the Dems are pursuing a second avenue here because if this fails, and they believe it's going to, they are actually lining up a second impeachment action. I don't know how soon that would start, but they're lining up a second impeachment action on the obstruction of by the president, so they say, during the Mueller investigation. I mean, well, come on.
Yeah, well, again, this is just another example that the Democrats know that the hand they're holding is nothing, and they're going to already be planning to do something else, because what this is about, it's about trying to make sure that the president is damaged in his reelection. And by that I mean, you know, if they could remove Donald Trump from office and get him convicted in the Senate tomorrow, then they would throw a big party. But they know that that's not going to happen. But what they can do is they can make life really miserable, if they think, for the election campaign in 2020. And so what's going on right now, Captain, is that the Democrats in the House are using all their resources. They're concentrating on this 24/7. They're using the American taxpayer dollars.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there.
Sure.
We, the people, the American taxpayer, are paying millions of dollars for these guys to sit on their duffs and not do the job they were elected to do, guys and gals, but to instead take this political action that they've done all one way, all one-sided, all lopsided, and use our taxpayer money to waste our resources or we could be doing something else with. These are the Democrats doing this, and there's one way to solve it, and that is to vote those bums out of office.
Well, that's right. I mean, they're getting these huge donations, quote-unquote, from the American people to run their political campaign, because they look over at the lineup of current Democrat candidates, and they say, wait a minute, nobody over there can beat Trump, you know, within a mile or so. So they know that something's wrong, and they know that they've got to try to shore up their campaign.
And we're gonna expand on that point, because nobody can beat Trump, because there's a brand new poll that came out. It's a Suffolk poll. The Suffolk poll is not a conservative poll. It is a leaning left poll. Make no mistake about it. And they have the president leading any one of the Dems you want to mention nationally. And the one that he leads the most is the one they keep talking about, and that's Pete Buttigieg.
That's right. Now, the poll had a margin of error of plus or minus 3, so he's leading Buttigieg by 10 points. He's leading Bloomberg by 9 points. Elizabeth Warren, 8. Bernie Sanders, 5. And the only one that's falling within the margin of error is Joe Biden at 3 points. But even that being said, Joe Biden is, I think, very volatile in this, because he could rise or fall pretty easily. And he's a safe bet right now for a lot of primary voters and people who are being interviewed by polls. But even as we continue through this process, it's perhaps unlikely that Joe Biden will be able to maintain that kind of lead.
Now, there was a article out yesterday in the Washington Times, not to be confused with the Washington Post. Oh, I'm sorry, Washington Examiner. There we go, Washington Examiner. And it was talking about Michael Bloomberg and what he was spending per day, right now, per day, to get his ads out on television and get his message out there. $2.4 million per day, and how's that working out for him?
Well, it's not working out at all. I mean, I know it's chump change for Michael Bloomberg, in most cases, but no, it's not really working out. He is a latecomer, obviously, to this whole process. He's basing his whole thing on being anti-Trump and defeating Trump, but I don't think he's really basing his process on getting the nomination and going after the others that he has to go through. I mean, that's what you have to do as a political candidate in order to get the nomination. So, you know, what's his strategy and why is he doing this? Maybe only Bloomberg could tell.
Well, maybe it has something to do with the fact that America, the America First program that Donald Trump is pushing right now, Trade Vision comes into focus on three fronts right now. The president secured congressional approval of the U.S. MCA, a significant rewrite of the nation's largest trade deal that finally puts American workers first. The president is securing an unusual Chinese pledge to boost imports of U.S. goods. The president also is securing a victory at the World Trade Organization that will help. It's going to coerce America's trading partners to the bargaining table. And combined, those efforts show an approach towards the U.S. trading partners and multinationals that's focused on pressuring companies to produce domestically and sell American-made goods abroad.
Well, right. And who is that going to benefit? It's going to benefit the American worker, the American manufacturer, and the American business person. And this is part and parcel of the idea of America First. I mean, they tried to turn that phrase into some kind of nefarious thing. But if you're a worker and you're getting your job back, no matter what ethnicity, color, background, whatever, what have you, and people are going back to work, then people are going to look at President Trump and say, hey, thanks for putting us first. That's pretty important.
Well, Michigan is becoming very important in the mix of things because John James is leading in the polls up there right now. John James, of course, ran once before. But listen to this from some voters up there in Michigan.
I don't even care about it. It's just noise. Have you ever recorded a football game but found out the final score before you watched it? And you just don't even care. So I know you know what's going to happen. The House will vote articles of impeachment. The Senate will probably acquit. And so you know what's already baked in, so it's just not interesting.
I'm thinking it's a done deal with the House, and I agree that the Senate will overturn that or vote not to. We're not hearing people talk about it in my circle at all. I think everyone pretty much knows where everyone else stands. And, they're just not interested. They don't have the time to try to follow it.
It is a complicated story. Do you think that it's too complicated for people to follow? I mean, there's a lot of ins and outs.
Yeah.
No?
I think it's fairly straightforward. I think a lot of people see it more as an infomercial politically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very different than, like, looking back on the Nixon impeachment, which was really, really grave at the time and was by the vote very bipartisan. And this just seems like it really is political theater.
Now, that came from NBC News, and those three people being interviewed by that one reporter were all Democrats, and they, quite frankly, said in no uncertain terms that it was having no effect on them. They didn't care. They just did not care.
No, they don't. And there was something else it contained in that, Captain, I thought was very significant. The person who was saying this back in the days of Nixon, that
yep.
was a bipartisan issue.
It was.
Exactly. And that was, and this is not a bipartisan issue in the least tiny little bit. But what was, I mean, what we could apply to this is the 2016 election. In fact, all the elections are bipartisan affairs, basically. But the Democrats will not accept what
yep.
the Republicans and Democrats of the United States said.
Well, before we go, and we're going to go right now, so you hang on, Kyle, when we go to this break, I'm just going to tell you that Jerry Nadler's impeachment report cites debunked Russia collusion. You heard me right. Debunked Russia collusion. That's how stupid they've been about all of this stuff, wasting millions of dollars at our expense.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Polls show President Trump gaining support in various surveys despite the Democrats pursuing the vote on two articles of impeachment. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul predicts the vote will basically be along party lines with a few exceptions, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The House Judiciary Committee report explaining the impeachment charges against President Trump is out. The report outlines the Democrats' case that the president leveraged foreign aid to pressure Ukraine to investigate a political rival ahead of the 2020 election. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky believes the vote will fall pretty much along party lines.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House. And I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
The senator speaking there on CNN.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, you can go to geico.com. You can type in your zip code and find out who your local agent happens to be, or you can get a quote there for car insurance, for truck insurance, for anything that you own just about, for homeowners, renters insurance. They'll also give you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo. And then you can also find out how much money you save. And if you want, you can go see the local Geico agent or do it all online, whatever works for you. So the website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go there, check them out, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, besides Jerry Nadler, and this is oh, God, Jerry Nadler's committee's Judiciary Committee, House Judiciary Committee, impeachment report cites debunked Russia collusion information. Stuff that's already been proven to not be true is in their report. That's number one. And then, of all things, Jerry Nadler turns around yesterday and accuses President Trump of crimes that are not even included in the impeachment articles. Are these people nuts?
Well, I think that they believe that when they say stuff that they obviously believe that the American people are so stupid that either they don't remember that it was debunked or that they're just going to accept it and it sounds really bad. And literally, this is the best that they can come up with. But I think they're very wrong. The American people aren't stupid. They do remember and they know when time is being wasted. Again, if there was some big thing that was part of this whole impeachment inquiry, the American people will want to follow the truth. But the truth is that there's nothing there. and they're trying to gin this whole thing up again for their own political purposes. And like you said, Captain, the way to stop this is to make a change next November and make sure the Democrats don't have the power that they have now. And I guess that we just go back to Maxine Waters telling people to harass Republicans at gas stations.
Well, hopefully people have seen enough of what the Democrats are doing right now, because they are wasting millions of dollars on this impeachment stuff. Millions of dollars. It's going nowhere. What could they have done with the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 million, whatever the amount is? It's somewhere in one of those numbers I just told you. What could they have done with that to have helped the American people instead of wasting their time and doing nothing? Now, I want you to listen to Chris Wallace when he was talking to James Comey. Listen to this question that was asked, and then we're going to get into another aspect here.
I understand there are two parts to this report. Horowitz says there was no political bias in opening the investigation. He talks about problems with the big problems with the FISA process. But isn't it harder to argue that there was no political bias overall when you see 17 mistakes made by three teams on four separate FISA applications?
Now, James Comey came back and said, well, no, I'm just, you know, because I don't want to play that because we got all kinds of things going on here. Well, no, I should have contacted the FBI right away and blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. All right, let's drift down over to the telephone here real quick. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Mel.
Hi, Mel. How are you?
Yes, that's the greatest song, Captain. Hello, Kyle. Yes. What you were mentioning about the money, the tax dollars that, our tax dollars that were wasted on this impeachment, fraudulent, bogus.
Uh-oh, I just lost you there, Mel. You still there? We lost him. Okay, whatever happened to his phone happened, but he was asking us about the waste of the money. Yeah, they're wasting lots of money. It's either 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 million dollars, whatever it is, and they're not done yet.
They're not done yet, and this is, again, what we heard the other day, I think, was from Al Green, Representative Al Green. Don't worry, we'll impeach him on something else. You know, if this fails, we'll impeach him on something else.
And I just got done telling you, and I just got done talking about the fact that the Democrats have already are already sitting there, and they are pursuing the second impeachment charge based on the obstruction of what they say happened during the Mueller investigation.
Well, exactly right.
Which, again, has been disproved.
It's been completely disproved. There was a nothing burger as well. But the important thing, too, here is that the American people, they don't want gridlock. They will do split-ticket voting, as we've seen, but they don't want gridlock. And so what the Democrats are telegraphing to the American people is, if you continue to give us power in the House, then we're going to continue to have gridlock for the foreseeable future after Trump gets reelected in 2020. And that's not good for anybody. That means nothing will get done, and the American people will suffer as a result of that. And so I think that by telegraphing that, they're helping to ensure their own political demise, as it were.
Yeah, and I'll get back to the phone lines here in just a minute, but I want to get to somebody here that's chiming in with us right now. He's saying, good morning, sir. He's talking talking to us. This is, oh, this is James, our expert paper relocator up there in Valdosta, Georgia. He says, I work 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and I'm tired of them wasting our money because they don't want to work. And that's true. Now, let's go to the telephone lines. I think this is Melligan. Is that you, Mel?
Yeah, this is me, Captain.
I got you better now. Go ahead.
Thank you. What I was saying is that those who implement this fraudulent process of impeachment.
Okay, did you hear that, Kyle?
Yeah, could you repeat that one real quick?
Say it again, Mel. Oh, we lost him again. There's something going on with his phone. He's talking about, I heard him say the fraudulent accusations when it came to the impeachment thing. And that's absolutely true because, again, the problem is they are exempt from the, like, for example, there's no double jeopardy here. You know
right,
that, right?
Right, yeah, no double
I mean, they can bring this up as many times as they want because the Congress is exempt from the same laws that you and I have to abide by. They are exempt. Maybe it's time to change some of that, too, while we're at it, while we change the Congress and put people in there that are going to do the business of we the people and stop all this crap.
Well, exactly right. And because this Congress, the Democrat-controlled Congress, the House, has taken it upon itself to interpret what the Constitution means when it says treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors to mean whatever they want it to mean because they don't like Trump, that diminishes everything for everybody in terms of any real problems that would ever come up in our republic. Now, again, so the Congress can try to decide that they can bring up charges on whatever they want, but the ultimate check on Congress are the voters, and they're the ones that can turn this off and send a clear message that if you abuse your power as the controlling party in the House, you might find yourself getting voted out because yep. There is an abuse of power.
All right, one more time. Mel, I know that's you, so try it again.
I'm sorry, Captain. I was just saying that out of their salaries, all of those sit on those committees who lose the impeachment process with these fraudulent charges, they should be made to reimburse the taxpayers out of their salaries.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but unfortunately, they don't have to. They can waste our money any way they want.
Well, there's got to be a law.
That's right.
We, as Americans, we have to send a message to them. There's got to be a change in this, in the law.
I agree.
In Congress. With the process.
Okay, well, thank you, Mel. What we need to do, Kyle, is we need to vote these bums out. The people that have created this problem, the Democrats and the ones that have gone right along hook, line, and sinker with Nancy Pelosi and company, they need to be voted out of office tomorrow.
Well, right, and impeachment is a very serious thing. That's why it's in the Constitution. But it was never intended to be used in a frivolous manner, as we see the Democrats, Nadler and Schiff, doing, just trying to make their own, their own successes based on this. This is the worst kind of political weaponization that we've ever seen. And the American people, again, are the last check on that. And I agree, that's right. And it's so unfortunate that they can't be made to reimburse, let's say, for this kind of frivolous behavior.
Nope.
But there are a lot of serious voters out there.
They are, and again, I'll repeat this. This is wrong, in my opinion, but they are exempt from most of the laws that they pass. They don't have to follow because it does not apply to them. And they are under, and by the way, they can stand there on the floor and call each other names, do whatever they want back and forth, and there's no libel, there's no civil action at all, nothing that they can take. They just can't do it. They're exempt.
That's right. But the more and more that they show us exactly how they're going to act and they show us exactly what they're going to be doing if they continue to retain power in the House, that's pretty significant.
All right, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we'll be right back with the Trucker Sideway and Bible Report. It's going to get a little busy here because we got a lot of stuff going on. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Tractor can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. looked and he painted it bright green. He asked my uncle Bill there by the courthouse, he'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town.
Montgomery Gentry, This Is My Time, and I just wanted to get that one out there because that's one heck of a song, and that's by request, by the way. We had somebody want me to play that tonight, and I told them I would. Now, hello to Deborah. She called in from Clearwater, so we'll put her on our hello list for this broadcast of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Flying J and the Pilot Travel Center closest to you. And hello to Trucker Eric. He's out there. He put it to bed in California tonight, getting ready to make a delivery in the morning, and Catwoman and Road Dog, well, they're down there in Texas, down along the border, and having a little problem with the with the computer system, when the Customs and Border Patrol and all that stuff. Yep, figures, and they're getting ready to come out down there and head back up north. And by the way, you guys, if you leave now, you'll probably be out of the storm. It'll probably be off to the east. So let's get into that right now. And to all the truckers that are out there right now, thank you for the job you're doing, keeping things rolling along. Now, if you're anywhere east of Chicago and St. Louis, you are probably going to be in either snow, sleet, freezing rain, or just plain old rain or fog. And if you're in the south, there were some deadly tornadoes yesterday, and right now the tornado warnings and watches are up for Alabama. They are coming across the panhandle of Florida. By the way, those storms, will be some watches and things in the cups of things today. But this multifaceted winter storm for the past several days has been out there, and it's sweeping across through the East Coast today. Now, a swath of wintry precipitation of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and just plain old rain will affect areas from the Ohio Valley to parts of the Northeast and New England. Meanwhile, strong to locally severe thunderstorms with the possibilities of tornadoes are going to come across the Southeast, Alabama, the panhandle of Florida, southern Georgia. So you got to be on the lookout today and pay attention. Listen to your weather radios. Now let's go to the snow facet here. We still got some snow flurries in the St. Louis area with some winds. But in Indiana, and I do believe Dan tonight is probably still shoveling snow, because you've got a winter storm warning right through the middle of Indiana, right up through Indianapolis, Lafayette, the area that Dan's at, southern Indiana, central Indiana. It runs right through the middle of Ohio, Columbus, over towards Cleveland, pretty much follows I-70, and then it picks up I-80. It's back up on I-90, a little bit of lake effect snow from Ripley to Buffalo, and then straight across the New York Thruway, all the way to Massachusetts, all the way to Boston, everything south of I-90, I-80, I-70, I-64. Now, I-64 is a little different story. There's rain. How do you like that? There's rain in Kentucky. There's rain in Maryland. However, in the mountains rain in West Virginia, but in the eastern mountains of West Virginia and the mountains of Maryland, it's snow, and it's snowing pretty heavy right now around Poughkeepsie, New York on I-84, so keep that in mind. A little bit of rain around New York City. We'll find out from Chris Markowski what it's doing there, but that's what's going on right now tonight on the East Coast, and this is going to be a work in progress and endeavor, if you will, because of what's going on here weather-wise. Now, there is some snow up in Montana tonight, 4th of July, you've got a light dusting of snow up there, and you've got some rain coming in off the west coast up in Washington State, all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, on down through to Portland, Oregon, all the way down to the Northern California line right there in the border, Medford, Colorado. You've got rain all the way down through there. However, in the mountains, in the higher elevation, inland, Mount Hood, the Hood River Valley, going up over the top of Cabbage, it's snow instead. You're getting a dusting of snow there tonight, so be advised. Now, in Montana, the snow goes about halfway through the state, then quits up to the Canadian line. And then Wyoming, you've got some high wind conditions there and some snow flurries and some snow showers still in the Laramie to Cheyenne area there along I-80, so be careful there. And it looks like as if we've got us some mixed weather down in the Phoenix area, west of Phoenix, headed towards Yuma, and then down towards Tucson. It looks like as if there is some, well, it's a freeze warning is what it is there in a couple of areas, but there may be some icy conditions there, too, by the looks of what's going on with the temperatures. Now, way up north in the upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got freezing cold temperatures, and again, some snow up there, way up north in the upper peninsula of Michigan, almost into Canada, by the way. So there you go. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway Bible Report is always brought to you by your local pilot and your Flying J truck stop. Now, your pilot and Flying J truck stop these days is not what it used to be back in the day, because I can remember the old pilots, they were famous for their cheap fuel. You'd run in there, you'd cash a comm check, or you'd get your fuel, you'd grab a cup of coffee or a soda and a bag of chips and their famous hot dogs that they had there on the grill, and that's what you did, and that's the way they were. But now, holy smokes, you're going to want to park and take advantage of this, because they've got some great stuff there now with their locations where they might happen to have an Arby's or a Chester's Chicken or a full-service Dairy Queen with their whole menu, McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, might even be a Wendy's. And, oh, by the way, did I tell you Dunkin' Donuts with their full-service menu, too? Because Dunkin' Donuts lately has gotten kind of interesting. They've got a fairly decent little light breakfast menu there, breakfast bowls and whatnot, and they've got a lunch menu. They've got sandwiches. They've got sandwiches for supper as well as chili and soup. So they're getting in with the program, if you will. But that's what the pilots and Flying J's are like. Now, the Flying J's, of course, you got the big sit-down places. They got the Denny's in them or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill. So that's what you're going to find at a pilot or a Flying J truck stop. And make sure when you stop, because Nelson's got it down pat, he stops at his favorite one on the way back from Valdosta from working in the library at night, and he'll get himself a cup of coffee, goes in there and tells him the captain sent you. And by the way, a lot of these pilots and Flying J's are playing our show there right now in the truck stops, and we appreciate them doing that. We thank them very much. And without you guys and gals out there in the highways and byways, we couldn't do what we're doing, because you bring us all the stuff that we need to have. And people need to understand that. Folks need to understand that America's needs are delivered by truck. And the trucks are traveling usually at night. They're making deliveries usually at night, not in the daytime, usually at night. By the way, you ever been to a produce market right about now in this time of the morning? How about Hunts Point? How about Baltimore? How about Philadelphia? How about Providence? How about Boston? How about Atlanta? Guess what? They're going full force right now, unloading trucks, reloading trucks, and getting stuff shipped right back out again. That's what they're doing right now. And by the way, to everybody that's in the chat room tonight there, good evening to you, and I hope everybody's doing well. I see we've got Terry, our worker, overnight worker up there in Nashville, Tennessee, in there, and appreciate you very much and all the comments you guys are making, so thanks very much. And Janice up there in Kentucky, appreciate your comments too. Alrighty, we're coming right back with more. Now, Ms. Rosemary is still taking some time off, and we won't have her on, so I will be back, and we'll open up the lines again, 877-969-8600, if you want to opine, 877-969-8600. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming right back after the top of the hour news.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.